live.
Okay, you were listening to Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah giving a speech on the occasion of Martyrs Day that was from the Said al-Shuhada compound in Beirut's southern suburbs. Talked about three subjects: Martyrs Day, Lebanon's politics, and regional developments, in which he mentioned some of the martyrs, which needs to be mentioned again. Ahmad Mughniyah talked about Ahmad Jafar Qasir, the first self-sacrifice martyr back in 82, responsible for killing 141 Israeli soldiers. Mentioned the July 2006 war, the Arab-Israeli conflict brought success for Lebanon. And, of course, were it not for these martyrs, he said, Lebanon would not be where it is today, a strong nation. Regarding political developments, he talked about the new Israeli war on Lebanon, of which there's been rumors about, that he dismissed as being merely psychological warfare, that there's a remote possibility of that at the best, regardless of the developments in the region. And again, attributing that to how Lebanon is strong with its army and its resistance fighters. Talked a little bit about UNESCO, how the United States has stopped its funding, and then attributed some of the developments on the Hadida Tribunal, which is a U.S.-backed tribunal in terms of the funding. And he said that Jeffrey Feltman has threatened Lebanon with not funding the tribunal, of which there are obviously certain developments there. And then he started talking about some of the developments regarding Syria and Iran. He said that the fall of Bashar Assad and Syria, for those people who think that that's going to happen, he said, do not rely on such a premise. Don't waste your time. Come back to Lebanon. Stop relying on the outside. We're going to find out what exactly that means shortly from our correspondent, Ali Risk. And then on the threats made against Iran, both from Israel, from America, and from Western threats, on the Iranian nuclear issue as being part of those threats. He said that the possibility of Israel striking Iran's nuclear facilities is not going to happen. He liked the fact that Israel was addressed by Iran's leader very firmly, and including the leadership in Iran on the issue. He has said that Iran will not resort to direct negotiations with the United States, which is what the United States wants. And regarding Syria, he puts Iran and Syria into one equation and said that Iran and Syria will get new allies, more influence and efficiency will come out of that. And again, he talked about how the United States wants to drag Iran into direct negotiations while Iran has rejected bilateral talks. We're going to try to get more of an understanding from this. Let's bring in Ali Risk, who is standing by, joining us right now from Beirut. Well, Ali, tell us a little bit about what you thought the highlights were before I address some of the questions that I had on some of the statements there by Said Hassan Nasrallah.
Well, without any doubt, the most important stance which was made was when he referred to the possibility of a war on Iran. While he said that a war was not a very big possibility, he did say that such a war will not be isolated with Iran and Syria, meaning that if Israel does indeed decide to strike Iran's nuclear facilities, then there will be a response on the level of the region, of course, meaning that Hezbollah will then become involved. I think that was the most important stance, a clear warning that all of the resistance axis in the region and be involved in this war if indeed, as I said, Israel decides to take such a step. So without any doubt, of course, I think we could describe this stands as the main highlight of the speech until now. Hezbollah, which is the main ally of probably, as some describe, the most important ally of Iran in the region. Until now, we haven't heard a stance from Hezbollah when it comes to the Israeli threats against Iran. So as I said, I think this was the main highlight of the speech. He also spoke about what many people have been referring to as well, the decreasing American influence in the region. He spoke about the American withdrawal from Iraq and also how this comes at a time where America is running out of allies, if I could say, in the region. He's referred to Hosni Mubarak, Muammar Gaddafi, Zain al-Abidin Ben Ali. And so he said how all of this makes Iran stronger. And also, I think what he was trying to point out to indirectly is that in light of such a situation, when you have America running out of allies, when you have, and by the way, that was interesting when he referred to the Republican presidential candidates who are speaking about stopping foreign aid, including foreign aid to Israel. When you have such a situation, how possible is it to wage a war? Because before, for example, when America was in a better economic situation, for example, 2003, after September 11, when George Bush went ahead with these military invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq, at that time, America didn't resort to war, and we didn't see an Israeli war. So can you imagine now, with such a weak situation or a difficult situation in America economically, and a very, very, very big developments in the region, can a war happen now? So when America was in a strong, and when Israel was in a better situation, they did not resort to war on Iran, or war on Iran. So can they do it now when it's become so much more difficult? As I said, the reference he made to the Republican presidential candidates about not maybe not running after the support of the Israeli lobby, but rather speaking about what the people in America want and stopping foreign aid, that was a very interesting point which he referred to. And I think that sheds light on the transformations being witnessed in the region and how these transformations might even rearrange in the long term the American-Israeli alliance itself. We heard Panetta, as Sayed Hassan said today, Leon Panetta, the American Secretary of Defense, saying that a attack on Iran will be very dangerous for the region, etc., etc. And I think this brings to mind once again this discussion which we're hearing from even from Americans themselves, how strategically important is Israel for America? Is it being transformed, for example, into a strategic burden, especially now at the time where we have these protests being witnessed in the United States regarding the economic and financial situation? So I think that, as I said, the highlight of the speech was the caution, the clear message he made that a war on Iran will not be isolated to Iran itself, and that the likelihood of such a war in the midst of America's own problem, in the midst of the regional situation whereby the pro-American regimes are after, the likelihood of such a war is very, very dim. And if before Israel and America didn't launch a war, it's very unlikely that it would launch a war now when the situation is clearly not in their favor, with the allies falling one after another, and with the economic situation, not just in America, but also in Europe itself.
Well, Ali, it was interesting, I thought, that he mentioned about how the United States wants to drag Iran into direct negotiations. He mentioned that a couple times. What do you make of that statement?
Well, first and foremost, I think that shows how America recognizes that Iran is an influential player in the region, whether America likes it or not, because when the Americans want to drag Iran into bilateral negotiations, that does clearly mean that the Americans are in need of Iran, especially when they still have troops. They are in trouble in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Everybody does know that Iran is an influential player. It does have influence both in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I think Sayed Hassan, by referring to this, also this brings to mind how Iran has become an influential player. And here, of course, we must remember the issue of the hotline, the American proposal of establishing a hotline between America and Iran to coordinate the situation in Persian Gulf waters. I think all of this shows that Iran has become an influential player, and that America itself recognizes that Iran has become an influential player. I think that's what it sheds light on. Now, of course, the Iranians have refused to go into bilateral negotiations for certain reasons. Of course, some people point out to the fact that the Iranians want clear, specific conditions in order to enter into bilateral negotiations. But the bottom line is that when Sayed Hassan refers to this, it does highlight the fact that Iran has become a very, very important and influential player. And this is what is angering the Israeli side. And this is probably the reason why the Israelis are bringing up this issue of striking Iran, the issue of the Iranian nuclear matter, for example, the report of the IAEA, in order to try and diminish or try and put a limit to this expansive influence, to this ever-growing influence of Iran. And Sayed Hassan did mention that this influence will probably grow, if you notice, Colbert, when he said that there might be new allies and new members joining this axis. So I think the bottom line here is that the Iranian role is growing, and that the Americans are trying to come up with one, some way or another, to put a limit to this influence. But at the same time, the Americans recognize that Iran has become an indispensable player, and the Americans are in need of Iran in order to manage their situation now in the region.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate that. Ali Rizk there from Beirut, covering some of the highlights of the speech there by the Secretary General of Hezbollah, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, on a very special day by the name of Martyrs' Day. We'll give you a roundup of that and news coming up in just a few minutes' time. Do stay with us.